This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones, because with us, you're family.
Good morning, listeners, and what a great day. I'm so excited to be with you this morning. It's our inaugural podcast called The Big Picture with Andre and Lauren, featuring conversations with community leaders from the business, cultural, educational, and government sectors. And I'm so happy to introduce my co-host, Lauren Klein, who's with us for the first time this morning. Lauren, happy to have you.
Thank you, Andre. So happy to be here. So happy to partner with you on this. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have so many incredible guests. So looking forward to all to come.
Absolutely. And Lauren is an absolute rock star, and I'm going to introduce her in a minute. Let me just introduce the programming moving forward. As I said, we're going to be with you every second Saturday at 7 a.m., so please tune in. It's a little early for some of us. We're going to be talking about wonderful things going on in our community with engaging our leaders from all different sectors of our community, and I'm really excited about that. As you all know, I'm not a stranger to this podcast. I'm president of the Miami Gardens Chamber of Commerce, which is sponsoring the podcast. I'm a real estate attorney by practice. I have a full service real estate law practice. I handle residential and commercial transactions. I have strong ties to the Northeast. You know, there's a large population of Northeasterners from the tri-state area who immigrate here to Florida, and I service all of them in addition to my South Florida clients. I went to school in Cambridge at Harvard University, so I have a whole wealth of experience dealing with those sorts of folks. Now, let me tell you about the rock star Lauren Klein, my co-host, who's joining us for the first time this morning. She is an attorney. She is the co-founder of Flourish Law Group, a boutique law firm specializing in estate planning, elder law, and probate administration. She has an LLM in taxation from the University of Florida Levin College of Law, over 12 years of experience in trust and estates and tax planning, including over 5 years in big law with the U.S.'s United States' largest private wealth services legal group. She is a Florida Fellow of the American College of Trust and Estates Council. She is an adjunct professor of wills and trusts at St. Thomas University Benjamin Crump College of Law, and she is very passionate about educating her community about the power and importance of estate planning. Lauren, what an impressive background. How'd you have time to do all of this?
Lots of coffee and lots of hope and dreams, honestly.
Absolutely. And you are you're a mother, you're married, so you have to juggle your career and your family. So, you know, for all our professional mothers, married folks in our audience, what's your advice to them? How do you juggle both of those and do it effectively?
Oh, you know, I get asked that question a lot, and I don't think there's any perfect answer, and I don't think that the concept of balance truly exists. I think it's about sitting down, really thinking about how do you want your week, your month, your year to look, reaching out to your community, whether it's your spouse or your partner or other people, making sure that you have, you know, your whole team in place, because it's not easy. It's not easy to do all the things, you know, and if that's what you want to do, if you're working and you have children and you have all, you know, doctor's appointments and client, you know, demands, I think it's really about just being organized and clear on what you want. Like, what do you actually want out of life? And then not being afraid to ask for support.
Right. And your husband's a police officer, so yeah. I'm sure he's busy, but it sounds like you have a strong support system.
Yeah. Yeah. Very lucky. Very, very lucky. And luckily, his job isn't as crazy as mine. He has a pretty set schedule, which is nice.
That's right. That's right. And I have a lot of police officer friends, so I know they have a little bit more flexibility with their schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is really helpful. I told him to go to law school. He almost did it. And I'm so glad he didn't. I love being a lawyer. Don't get me wrong, but he loves his career. He really does.
Well, you both are doing great work. So Lauren, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up? Where's your family? And how do you like South Florida?
Yeah. So I'm a South Floridian, born and raised. My whole family is from Chicago, and my grandparents moved down to Hollywood, Dania Beach area in the 70s, and they bought a little motel right near where there's now Margaritaville. And so my parents came down to visit them on spring break and said, why the heck do we live up in Chicago with the snow and all the crazy weather? So my parents moved down here. So I was born and raised in Dania Beach, you know, really humble beginnings, no lawyers in my family. But, you know, later as I finished up undergrad, I was a finance major right around 2008, 2009, when, you know, the world was completely crumbling down around us. And so the brokerage firm that I was at the time said, you might want to do something else for a little bit. And I thought, well, you know, why not law school? That's always something I thought I might do. So I ended up going to law school at St. Thomas, where I'm now, Andre, as you mentioned, teaching, which is just very surreal. I started law school there in 2009. So now going back in 2025 as a professor is very, very fun. You know, and like you mentioned, I have two little boys who are also South Florida babies, and my husband was born and raised here too. So I'm so happy to be on this show, really reaching out to the community that you and I both, you know, live, work, play in. It's really an honor to talk to everyone here in our hometown. You know, that's what makes it special.
That's fantastic. And by the way, this radio show reaches 5 counties across Florida: Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, the Treasure Coast, and also Port St. Lucie. So you're going to be spreading your message to a lot of eager listeners, Lauren, and I'm sure they're going to appreciate that.
And I have a lot to say. There's a lot of things that I work on a day-to-day basis that I'm like, everyone needs to know this stuff.
Absolutely. You know,
they need to know what probate is.
That's
they
right.
need to know how to have a good financial advisor or what attorneys that they need to be connecting with. I always want to be a resource, you know, leading education first or resource for our community, because there's just a lot of misinformation out there, lack of education as far as, you know, these specific topics. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Right. And if we look at the demographics of Florida, South Florida in general, there's a large elderly population here. I talked about the immigration from other parts of the country, especially the Northeast. So with an older aging population, the influx of people from other parts of the country, there are always going to be trust in estates, probate issues that might be multifaceted, might be multi-jurisdictional. So I'm sure it's very challenging. But tell our listeners, what made you specialize in trust in estates and tax law?
So I started out wanting to do corporate tax because I always figure, you know, why not go to law school alone? Let's also get a tax LLM. Why not do the hardest part of tax law? That's just who I am. So I started my career in Big Four public accounting at Deloitte, really working with, you know, Fortune 500 companies. And I learned very quickly that I don't want to work with just the CFO or, you know, the person two steps down from the CFO. I want to work with the families. I want to get to know their stories. I want to get to know their businesses, what really makes them, you know, a family, especially I love when I see clients that are multi-generational Florida clients. It's rare, but it does happen where you have like farmland or businesses. But I realized that I really wanted to know the individuals, not just these big companies. And so having the tax background really helps in that as well. But there's so many things that, you know, we meet with clients every day or potential clients every day. They're like, I didn't know any of this stuff. I didn't know what probate was or how to avoid it. Or I didn't know that I needed this for my business. And so I just fell in love with it. And that's the only area that I've practiced since law school. Graduated in 2012, got the LLM 2013. And like you said, spent many years, you know, at a big law firm here in town, one of the biggest law firms that you and I both have worked at, you know, in the country, and just really got to know my clients. You know, my clients, a lot of them I consider friends. Our kids go to school together sometimes. So it's a great practice area. If there's anyone out there who's in law school or thinking about going or wants to switch, it's a really nice practice area. It can be complicated. There's a lot of nuances to it, but I love what I do.
And I know you do, and we do have quite a bit in common. So I come from humble beginnings too, and I believe I'm the first attorney in my family as well. I practice real estate law, which is somewhat connected to what you do. It's very personal. You're dealing with families, you know, most of the time, multi-generational, you know, wealth revolving around real estate. So I really enjoy that too. So I can understand your passion for that. And I think real estate, probate, tax is so fascinating and really, really, really makes the world go round. But Lauren, you did mention you were at Big Law, as was I, and I was not enamored with that way of you know, I didn't like that professional way of being either. But what made you leave Big Law and decide to start your own firm?
I love this question, and I think it just kind of embodies who I am as a person and who we are as a law firm. So when I was in Big Law, you know, all of my clients were $30 million plus. That's kind of the price point, the net worth that you had to be for the services to make sense. And I had a lot of really nice clients, but I just thought, wow, I can't afford myself. Most of my friends can't afford me. And there's so many people out there who have fantastic assets, businesses, interesting issues that need access to high quality, you know, legal services, estate planning services, tax planning. And so I partnered up with my best friend of 20 years. We were actually college roommates, and we both went into the same area of law, different law schools at different times. And I think we kind of influenced each other because I finished first and I said, you know, this is a nice area. I think you'll like it. But we just over the years, we're talking, you know, why are there so many probates, even when someone has an estate planning attorney? Or why are there so many attorneys that don't consider the tax consequences of things? Or why do so many lawyers seem so stuffy when it's already hard enough to go meet with a lawyer? You know, it's already like uncomfortable enough. If someone's stuffy and doesn't make it a good experience and doesn't really take the time to break down what is a will, what is a trust, you know, what is income tax versus estate tax? Like, talk to each other as just normal human beings and say things in normal, you know, plain speak. Because so many of my clients are incredibly intelligent people who are very successful in what they do, but they don't do what I do. You know, I don't understand what they do, and they don't necessarily understand what I do. So our job is to make it easy, simple, as easy as possible, empowering even. There's so many things about what I do that are actually fun. Clients don't realize that. And so we really wanted to, we being my law partner, Kristen Landon, and I come together and build something that people actually wanted to work with us and actually got things done that they needed to do. And so many other things, you know, in between the lines, but just making sure that we did the best service for our client. That's really what drove us to start our law firm. Almost 2 years ago.
And that's so important. I like to make money. You like to make money. But it's important to deliver a high quality service to your clients. The clients, you know, they're the most important part of the process. And I think you guys, your law firm embodies that. And that's, I think that's why we're so aligned. We're people persons focused on our clients and delivering the best product for them. And I know you guys are going to be very successful. 2 years and many more successful years to come.
Thank you. Thank you. And also, I had two babies. You know, I had a baby in 2020 and a baby in 2022. And I just thought, big law and two babies. People make it work. It's possible. But, you know, now I get to pick my days. Dilson, I work just as much, if not more, than I did before. But I can do it on my terms. You know, and when and where I want to do it. I want to travel in the summers. You know, this summer we're going to go, I think, to Italy. I want to take the boys. I can work from Italy. Why not? You know, so just the way I live my life, I really don't like to be limited. And I know you and I, Andre, share that sentiment. We've already talked about that a lot. So that's another driving force, just having freedom in my life.
Right. And that's so fulfilling. And speaking of fulfillment, tell me about your experience as a law professor in dealing with those young, not so young, but those impressionable minds, those law school students who are craving, you know, knowledge.
They look young. I'm like, did I look that young when I was in law school? Oh my gosh. Well, it's tomorrow is week. Well, when we're recording, I'll already have taught. When this is aired, I'll have already taught week three. It's just really cool to go back. And I'm a big proponent of teaching and having an environment in law school and beyond that is conducive to well-being, you know. So I'm really approaching it in a way that, one, I want them to do well because wills and trusts is on the bar exam for Florida. But also I want them to be comfortable in an environment where they'll actually learn, you know, not be scared of me. So although I have a lot of reading and assignments, I want them to learn, because at the end of the day, they need to know this information for their practice. Yes, they need to pass the bar. Yes, they need to do well in law school, but I want them to really, really learn. So it's going well. It's very new. You know, I'm learning. It's something new for me. So even with everything I've done, I'm still sitting there like, oh gosh, you know, this is new and scary. But I'm really loving it. I'm enjoying it a lot so far. And I think I'll keep doing it because it's really rewarding.
Right. And you mentioned wellness. I know you're an advocate for wellness. How do you promote wellness in the legal profession?
Well, I have a whole separate business called the Wealthy Lawyer Squad, where I do programming and courses and community for lawyers and law students. So I speak all over the country at law schools. I'm going to FSU in about 2 weeks, actually flying in to speak for the day to law students about anxiety and stress and a lot of the common issues and struggles that law students have, you know, and also for lawyers, just really thinking about what do you want out of life, giving them the tools to really practice with more intention and really to focus not only on making money and being successful, but taking a step back and having those tools to reduce stress, reduce anxiety, overcome imposter syndrome. We also do events. So we have a yoga retreat for women in law coming up on February 8th here in town at the Overa Beach Spa. Things like that, things that just, they light up my soul. They light up my community's soul. And I really enjoy it. And it's very, very meaningful to me. Very meaningful.
And I know you talked about your two young kids. I don't recall a time in law school where there was any focus on wellness or your whole being, and certainly not at a law firm. And you talked about balancing, and maybe you don't ever achieve that balance. But how do you think motherhood has changed your approach to the practice of law?
It has hands down made me a better attorney. I think it makes becoming a parent, not that you have to be an amazing attorney, but for me personally, I think it has allowed me to relate to my clients better. It has allowed me to, especially in what I do, because so many of my clients have children, it has allowed me to really understand the notion of deep work. Because when I have time to work, I don't have time to do anything else but work. I'm going to be a beast. I'm going to get it done. And so it has made me that much more efficient at what I do. It helps you to prioritize because you don't have time. You know, you really don't have time to sit and scroll on social media or do other things. You gotta get it done.
I know that's very rewarding to be able to prioritize your time like that and be very efficient. Do you have any other aspects of your life that provide you great value or fill your soul?
Yeah. So I absolutely love, you know, anything fitness related. So yoga, especially after having kids and needing to lose baby weight, you know, weight training was huge for me. Cardio is not the all end all be all. You got to lift some weights. Mm-hmm. Meditation for sure. If I don't meditate in the morning first thing, you know, it's forget it. I'm a mess that day. And it's different now. Before I had kids, I had so much time in the morning, but now even if it's just a quick five minute meditation, I love spending time with my husband and kids. We do a lot. Every weekend, I'm like, wow, I can't believe we just did all that. We were at the South Florida Fair this weekend. We were at the Panthers game. We were at a birthday party. We're just always, you know, we have a lot of good friends and people in our lives. So just making sure that I'm really doing all the things that light me up and give me energy and inspire me, because my days are long. They're crazy, whether that's work or children or my own time or date night, you know, whatever it is. So just making sure that I'm being true to myself is, I think, one of the superpowers to getting done what you want, because then when it makes you happy and it lights you up, it really motivates you to keep going.
Oh, I agree. And by the way, I like fitness too. I try to work out every morning. And that does fill my soul. And you spoke about being true to yourself. A lot of what you spoke about is self-affirming. And I think that's something that people should appreciate, being genuine and authentic, not allowing other people to define you or who you are. And I think when people work, especially work long and hard, sometimes they lose themselves in their work. And it sounds like you're able to take an approach that that defies that premise.
Most of the time, right? Life is it's not always perfect. I have those days or even weeks where I'm like, why am I doing all of this? What is all of this for? But I do think that when you bring it back to what do I really want? What difference do I want to make in the world? What legacy do I want to leave? I think that's what keeps you centered. And Andre, you said authenticity, authentic or authenticity. That's my word for 2025. I think that when you're your true self, you attract all the good to you, you know, and things just work out. And it's not always easy, but if you can figure out who your authentic self is, it's a game changer.
I agree. And I think that's why we're so aligned and why we're going to be so successful with our podcast, because of our level of authenticity. And I think that's going to project to our guests, people who we invite to participate in the podcast. And I'm really excited about this, Lauren. And I'm looking forward to more conversations with you. But before we depart, though, why don't you share your contact information with our listeners? Because someone may want to reach out to you. They may want to know about your wellness program, may want to engage you as an attorney and in your trust and estates practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you want to reach out for the law firm purposes, estate planning, we also do a lot of free webinars, a lot of education. So you can find out more information on flourishlawgroup.com. I'm also very active on Instagram. So you can find us at Flourish Law Group, or my handle where I'm most active is at Lawyer Lauren Klein. If you're interested in finding out more about wellness in the law, then you can find me at laurenalexisklein.com or at the Wealthy Lawyer Squad on Instagram.
Why don't you give them your telephone number as well, Lauren? Your office.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't make fun of me, but I don't have our law firm telephone number memorized yet. And my partner and I keep laughing because neither of us do. I think that's what cell phones have done, right? They have just completely caused us to not be able to memorize phone numbers
anymore. That's okay.
No, I have it here. But in the meantime, while I pull that up, Andre, I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for having me on. I think this is going to be a really great collaboration. I'm so honored, you know, to partner with you on this and just so excited. Okay, I pulled it up. 954-698-4570. That's where you can reach us for the law firm, or if you have any questions, you know, always happy to. If I can't help you, you know, we get a lot of real estate questions, I'll connect you with Andre. Not that you need me to do it, but I have a great resource list of people. So if anyone needs anything, feel free to reach out.
Thank you so much for that, Lauren. And if you all need to reach me, my office number is 305-626-5955, 305-626-5955. I can help you with any of your real estate needs. So in closing, Lauren, again, thank you so much. And listeners, thank you for joining us this morning for our inaugural podcast, The Big Picture with Andre and Lauren, featuring conversations with community leaders from the business, cultural, educational, and government sectors. We look forward to seeing you again every second Saturday at 7 a.m. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David and Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David and Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.